Well, the president stepped back from engaging with Iran in a military strike after the Iranians take out a Navy drone. This follows attacks on Saudi tankers in May. Two more tankers attacked last week. All indications are from the Iranians. Not quite sure what their intentions are, but our next guest considered, well, one of the world leaders when it comes to understanding the regime in Tehran, Raymond Tanter, president of the American Committee on Human Rights. He performs research, publishes articles and books on human rights, mainly about countries in the Middle East and specifically about Iran. Dr. Tanter, welcome back.
It's a pleasure, Steve Gruber, to be able to say go blue, go green, Sweet 16 in 2020.
Very well done.
2019, yeah. Anyway.
Very well done. I think you got all of your points covered there. Very well done. To me, I mean, what I seem to see here with the Iranian regime, the sanctions are really having an impact on Iran. It seems like Iran's just trying to get the United States to shoot back, to do something. Maybe they think that'll open up a backdoor to cash out of Europe or someplace else, but it does seem that they're trying awfully hard to bait President Trump and the United States into a conflict. What are your thoughts?
Well, let's step back and look at what Secretary Mike Pompeo has said. By the way, I had a chance to interview him when he was a congressman from Kansas, and the interview went very well, and I've seen him subsequently. Anyway, the maximum economic pressure is aimed at several things: depriving the Iranian regime of the funding it needs to sustain its expansionist foreign policy. What else? Iran must end its nuclear threats and escalation, stop testing its advanced ballistic missiles, cease support for terrorist proxies, halt the arbitrary detention of foreign citizens. And there are several others as well. So one has to look at the goals that the United States has for its coercive diplomacy policy toward Iran.
Were you surprised that the president, all indications are that President Trump had agreed to some sort of a measured response? We're not sure what that means, but obviously it would have spared civilians, and probably most military personnel would not have been in harm's way from what I can ascertain here. But then something caught his attention. Something mitigated his idea of what was going on, and he decided not to respond. What do you make of that?
Well, I think what President Trump is faced with is some dissension within the ranks. Secretary Pompeo and National Security Advisor
John Bolton
are pushing for regime change from within. And some people think that they push for regime change a la the U.S. toppling of Saddam Hussein.
Right.
But I've known John Bolton over 15 years, and I am convinced that he is not in favor of regime change in the manner of the Iraq war scenario. So what I think President Trump is faced with is dissension among the ranks of his advisors. And once he can straighten that out, he can decide to do something as he did in the Syrian situation where he decided to launch the missiles at chemical weapon sites
held by the big bunker busters, right? So let's Dr. Raymond Tanter here with us, a leading expert globally when it comes to the regime in Iran. So let's go inside Tehran, if we will. Let's go into the nation of Iran a little bit in some of your insight there. What kind of pressure is this regime under financially from these maximum economic pressure standpoint? The argument about ending nuclear testing, stopping the testing of missiles. But economically, that has to be the biggest pressure point for that regime right now. And it's obviously having an impact. So what's going on internally in Iran to the best of your ability? Is the regime losing its grip over the populace? What's going on?
Steve, the regime is losing its grip among the populace, among the people of Iran. And there's a group called the National Council of Resistance Iran as one of the leading troublemakers for the regime, if you will. And the irony, however, is that there's been wealth creation by Iranian kleptocrats as a result of the economic pressure that we've placed on them. Who are these kleptocrats? They are the members of the Islamic Revolutionary Guards Corps. The IRGC was formed by the first Ayatollah Khomeini after the 1979 war, or civil war, if you will. And they are supposed to expand the revolution, protect the revolution at home, expand it abroad. And the IRGC is making money as a result of the economic sanctions. So what I think Secretary Pompeo wants to do is to make sure that there's no more wealth creation by the IRGC kleptocrats, and no more acceptance of missiles landing in Riyadh.
Right.
And in the Golan Heights. Hezbollah has the capacity to send rockets. I taught six times at the Hebrew University of Jerusalem. I've traveled throughout Israel, throughout the Golan Heights, or at least I've looked at the Golan Heights.
Sure.
I've been into Lebanon as well. And Hezbollah, the so-called party of God, it gets its weapons from Iran, and in effect, there's no more cost-free expansions of Iranian power. It was one of the demands that Secretary Pompeo has made.
You make a couple of points here that I want to take a little deeper dive on for a moment here, Doctor. Dr. Raymond Tanter here with us, and that is Saudi Arabia and Israel. In the event that, you know, Tehran gets in a confrontation of any sort with the United States, it makes odd bedfellows potentially. Saudi Arabia and Israel might come together also to help take on the Iranian military. At least that's my impression. What's yours?
Well, Riyadh and Jerusalem are already bedfellows, and they're not odd bedfellows. They are bedfellows as a result of their joint hostility against Tehran. So if there's a saying in Arabic, the enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Correct.
And Iran is the enemy of both.
Of everyone.
Not of everyone. Iran has some allies, but not many.
Yeah, and not nearby, really. I mean, yeah.
Well, there's a group called the Houthis in Yemen.
Yeah.
And Iran provides ballistic missiles to them.
Sure.
And Iran supplies weapons to Hezbollah in Lebanon. Iran supplies weapons
to everyone. Hey, Dr. Tanter, let me ask you this. Dr. Tanter,
do
you have a couple more minutes or do you need to run?
No, go ahead and take a heart.
Yeah, well, take a quick break here. Dr. Raymond Tanter, I mean, just such a wealth of information and understands us so well, these complex relationships. We're going to hold him through the break for just a moment here on the Steve Gruber Show on a Friday. We'll be right back.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Bob Thomas, Chief Operating Officer for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. All across the state, businesses have joined the Michigan Chamber to be a part of the most influential business voice in Lansing. As a member, companies become part of a statewide network of small business, medium-sized companies, and industry leaders focused on improving pro-business legislation within state government. For the past 60 years, the Michigan Chamber has delivered powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members, representing 1 million employees across the state. As a member-driven organization, we keep our members at the center of all that we do. Together, we can make a difference, and together, we ensure Michigan is the best place to create jobs and support free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
You're not wired to have a response to this sound. You're neutral to it. You hear it every time you finish a meal and never feel anything. But if we were able to associate this sound with a new stimulus, save the food. we've achieved pulling a natural response from you. Save the food. Why are we doing this, you may ask? Save the food. Because this ad is trying to change your after-meal behavior through brainwashing. Because food waste costs the average family $1,500 a year. Save the food. Cha-ching. And $1,500 extra is like getting a pay raise. Save the food. Cha-ching.
You're promoted.
Which could pay for your child's braces. Save the food. Cha-ching.
You're promoted.
Check out my braces.
So when you hear this sound, rethink your behavior. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. For tips and recipes, visit savethefood.com. Brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.